Japanese, and they got karate too. And Thailand has Muay Thai, and China has Kung Fu. And they do capoeira in Rio de Janeiro, and Korea has the Taekwondo. But did you know that Israel has a martial art also? Well, it's called Krav Maga, Krav Maga. It's not Greek like baklava, it's Israeli, ooh, like falafel, ah, Krav Maga. Billy was a bully, and Victor was his victim. And every day on the way to class, Billy punched and kicked him. And this was not junior high, this was Harvard Law. So Victor said, I'm too old for this, and he went and learned Krav Maga. The next time they crossed paths, it was quite a different picture. Because this time Victor fought back, and Victor was the victor. And he took Billy's head, stuck it in the lavatoire, and he went flush, Billy. Now you know you don't mess with Krav Maga. That Billy was burly, but still he got a swirly. Because Victor took him out like he was just a little weakling. I won't rhyme girly there, that's one we all foresaw. And unpredictability is part of Krav. Miriam and Rebecca were chillin' by the bagel store, when up came this tough dame they'd never seen before. And she pulled a gun and said, give me those wallets now! Mwahaha! She didn't know that our friend Rebecca was trained in Krav Maga. The fight lasted less than a minute, and not only did Rebecca win it, but she kicked that ass so hard she literally left a boot print in it. And Miriam looked at the outline foot and she made a face like, what? And she said, Krav Maga, Becky, look at her butt. Oh, ha ha, yeah, that's Krav Maga. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, that's Krav Maga. I said, oh my god, that's Krav Maga. Hardcore like quick drama graw from the folks who brought you the yarmulke. That's Krav Maga. Shalom.